Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here's the pitch, and there's a high drive, well hit. Right field, straight away, way back. That ball is history. Jock Peterson has tied the game with a home run off Devin Williams.
Don't blank with me. Jock Peterson down the first baseline as the Globe, which Mike Bacsik estimated was filled with 40% Yankee fans, went crazy before Josh Jung ended it. Maybe the win of the year. Maybe a game in a memory and moment that we remember as kind of a springboard to finish out this regular season as the Rangers beat the Yankees on 105 through the Fan. 8-5. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt with you on DFW Sports Station. What made last night even better was watching the game with one of the meatballs, one of my New York college buddies, diehard Yankee fan. And I had texted him and I said, Corbin's broken tonight. And he wrote back, I'll just read you the text messages. You can never turn off a Yankee game unless Fried throws a complete game. Yeah. I actually have MLB notifications to let me know when the Yankees go to the bullpen. That means it's time to turn it back on and see it go to SH blank blank. Then it happened. He wrote, there you go. I wrote him, Jazz is insufferable. Chisholm was just annoying me again last night with all the antics.
He's a wild card.
Oh my God.
He is going to do all the antics. I mean, that's why he's a household name for three reasons. One, his first name, right? He's got a one name. Yeah. You just say Jazz, you know who it is. He is like wild card where he will do crazy things, but also like good things, but crazy at the same time. And then, you know, he was on a video game. Like that, yep. That's really the three.
You shouldn't do it. You understand why coaches point at their head when they talk to him. you get it's the old Chris Rock line. I'm not saying it's okay, but I understand.
They are like that is a sloppy team though. I posted this last night. I said, you do a drinking game between base running mistakes and errors for these two teams last night, you'd be drunk. You'd be hammered by the fifth inning.
Well, the shortstop made a great play. And the broadcast was like, oh my God, he actually made that play because he's been so terrible at shortstop.
Yeah.
But the game goes to extras, and my buddy writes, Yankees are the worst team in the league in road extra inning games. Guaranteed double play coming. And then this happened.
0-1 the count to Austin Wells. Here's the pitch. Swing of the ball hit right back to Coulomb. He goes to second for one. Seager to first. Double play. 1-6-3.
Huge. And he goes, yeah, I've watched a lot of Yankee games throughout my life and this year. So that was watching one of the meatballs, and it was extra sweet because he suffered.
Yeah, you get two guys, one guy that absolutely needed it in Jock Peterson, and then Josh Jung. I mean, obviously anybody can use a walk-off three-run home run.
Yeah.
I think it's simple. You know, like the Yankees just got to ban the beards again. Like that was that's all this is.
Just ban
the beards.
Well, that'll
change everything.
The guy who's been in the headlines, right, for facial hair and the policy, Michael Kay, your boy, he's here in town calling the series.
He's not here. He was in Miami last over the weekend, but he did not come here. I asked, I said, you coming here? I'll be at the game on Tuesday. He goes, I'm skipping the series.
Why? We're not good enough?
Two things. Well, at the old ballpark, I know it was too hot. It was too hot at the old ballpark.
Too hot?
Yeah, at the old ballpark.
Were the Yankees broadcast set up in the bleachers?
No, but it's open air. It's the press box is open air.
Okay.
This one, I think this had to do more with the show.
He doesn't know that we have a dome now?
No, I think this has more to do with his, I think this is more to do with his radio.
I think it has more to do with he's a diva.
He's not a diva. I think it has more to do with his radio.
Well, okay. He can be your buddy. Don't say he's not a diva.
Just said it was,
look, too, like the heat.
It was too hot for him to call a baseball game.
By the way, Josh Young, since you mentioned him and him needing that, this is a 10-game hitting streak since he got back. Every single game, he's hitting .383 since he got back. Yeah. He's been on fire.
And speaking of the Yankees broadcast, Awful Announcing has this headline that they were insulting Jock Peterson last night before the big moment. Pepe, you want to go ahead and set this up?
Yeah, so this was on the YES Network yesterday. Michael Kay was out. Ryan Rucco was in, also calls ESPN basketball games. And this is throughout the Jock Peterson at bat. They kind of just take a bunch of random shots fired at him about his weight and everything, and then Jock does what he does best.
Here is Jock Peterson, who has really struggled.
Stunning. Those numbers are absolutely stunning from Jock Peterson, who signed a two-year, $20 million deal to come over here, hitting .126.
Had a .908 OPS last year with Arizona. Takes ball one. You can see the physique definitely has evolved for Jock. Hit in the air to right field and deep, and this game is tied.
All right. So they call him fat, and he goes yard. They could host 2-7 here.
I was going to say, Rowdy Tellez started hitting the baseball pretty well. Maybe that's the key. You just got to
get yourself a brisket Sando yet, Rowdy?
Exactly. you just got to get to him a little bit. It's true. Like in terms of if you look at the fact that like his physique has changed, he has not been hitting the baseball. Like all the things they said were accurate about what his season has been.
So the Rangers get game one. Choppy will be there tonight on the field.
Or before the game. We'll be on the field. You know, what time we get there.
Speaking of being on the field, I could not stop just looking at Jared and Elvis behind every hitter.
Hit that guy a chair.
No. In back.
In the little pen area or whatever. Yeah, every time I see him on TV, I'll take a picture and I send it to Sandler.
I was just noticing it yesterday, and man, they did this two-step dance video before the game. I thought I couldn't dance. Holy hell, Jared. That was
not cool, guys.
Slow motion train wreck watching him, and Elvis was just smooth as silk. It was impressive. But there they are behind the batter. Back to you tonight.
Yeah, so we'll be, depending on what time we get there, you know, it all depends on the kids. Because they got you got to pick out your helmet for middle school football today, and it has to be done at a certain time. So I would like to get down there at 4:30. I'd like to. That's when batting practice starts for, you know, I get BP passes. I get in before the doors open.
Wow.
But I don't know. Probably get down there around 5.
How'd you get those?
We know a guy. Oh, we know a guy. He'll join us tomorrow.
All right, let's talk about some other headlines. ESPN and their humongous NFL deal. What does it mean for Red Zone? What else do we need to know? Well, they're kind of taking over the company that Bobby Belt also works for.
Yeah,
are you an ESPN employee now?
I'm going to have to quit if I am, because I'm not going to be teammates with Dan Orlovsky. Not going to happen. I don't know. This whole thing has been the whole setup that they have for this is the arrangement is really odd. It's like there's a partnership or a purchase, but there's still like NFL influence. It feels very much, not to risk getting in trouble, but it feels very much like there's conflicts of interest here that I wouldn't
think. You think?
Yeah, I would think that there would be some sort of resistance to it, more than there has been, it feels like.
I mean, ESPN programs or shows based off conflicts of interest.
So what happened? What is the deal?
Basically, what it is that ESPN is acquiring the rights to different things like Red Zone, and that'll become part of their packages and different things like that. But NFL, I believe the NFL is still retaining certain ownership of the general media rights. The honest,
like, Good Morning Football still going to air on NFL Network?
Yeah, like NFL Network will still be its own thing. Channel. It's not going away. It's just there's a lot of mixing of the books, and there are probably some different bosses along the way.
All I need to know:
Red Zone's intact.
Where's Red Zone? How much?
Well, how much is the question.
Is it going to be on ESPN? What extra app do I have to get for Red Zone? That's the number one most sports important thing in my life. It's not close.
According to Andrew Marchand, like they expect Red Zone will stay as is. They're not going to touch it because it does well. It does bring in a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not it's on its own channel, whether or not the price goes up, I fully expect Mike Greenberg to shoehorn his grubby little hands on that thing because he can't let anybody have a job other than him.
Scott Hansen should put on a vest.
Would you be able to keep watching Red Zone if Greenberg took it? You would mute it, right?
I would. I've never been a mute sporting event guy, but I think I would have to. I'd have to try out the mute button.
Now,
God, I can't stand
it. They say it could take about a year to go through. So this.
All right.
We're looking at the earliest the start of the 2026 season.
They need wasn't there something out there this week that they will need some sort of federal assistance in getting this through?
They do. They need to go through that because it's you're talking about monopolies and such, and the president could block it if he wants to.
And I am,
and you know he loves to needle the NFL.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. I will reject this deal unless you go back to calling them the Redskins. That's what we're heading towards.
Why would he want to needle the NFL?
He just loves to needle the NFL. I mean, like he just does all the time.
Why?
Oh, I mean, I think going back to Kaepernick. I mean, we're going back 10 years here on this.
I think a lot of it is it's an easy point of interest for a lot of the American public, but
he wouldn't let him in.
I'm certain that I would bet almost anything that's what becomes his leverage point. You want this deal to go through, you need to change their name from Commanders.
But he has authority to get involved and stop it?
Because this is antitrust. You've created companies that are too big and have too much of the market share.
Details on the NFL gunman in New York, on how he got the weapon, what he was asking for or seeking out before the incident.
Shane Tamora is the gunman, 27-year-old. He was a casino worker in Las Vegas. He had regularly met with doctors, including neurologists. He got yearly MRI exams, various treatments, seeking to diagnose the cause because he had these frequent debilitating headaches. He got injections in the back of his head. Injections in the back of his head yearly to try to ease the headache pain. But how about this? Like, this is also that came out, this information, that the gun that he got, he bought from his supervisor. Like, could you imagine being the guy that sold him this gun and then he goes on a killing spree at the NFL headquarters?
Yeah.
How do you live with yourself on that? I mean, and now there's a legal situation with him. He's in trouble because they have to find out if this was a legal sale or an illegal sale of the weapon.
The murkiness of those sort of things, too, of just the transactions and how they... I mean, we're seeing it in an era now where, what was it? It was the Michigan school shooter where the parents were prosecuted for getting the gun. It varies from place to place, too.
Deion Sanders has been banned from Browns practice.
I'm so happy for Shador Sanders. I thought that Shador was going to be a problem. I thought that Shador was going to have all sorts of issues in Cleveland. Not the case, other than the sore shoulder he had, where he had to pull himself out of practice the other day. But they were asking, they're like, hey, where's Deion? Why hasn't Deion been out here yet? Well, Shador Sanders has banned him from coming to training camp practice. He said, I don't want him coming to see me right now. This is from Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com. He said, I don't want him coming to see me right now because I want to get to where I want to go then for him to see me. I don't want him to see me get a couple reps and he's cheering like a good dad. Nah, you can't be proud of me right now. I got to get where I'm going, and I know it's a lot I've got to do to get there. Good. Refreshing from Shador Sanders. It doesn't cover over everything else, but it's a good start where Shador's saying, nope, there's work to be put in. We're not just here to celebrate the fact that I'm here. I did get picked in the fifth round. I did happen to fall way past where I was thinking I would go. So I wonder if we are just seeing maybe a little bit of the ego check.
Little eye rolly, but whatever. I'm rooting for Shador right now, who apparently is number 4 on the depth chart, according to Tony Grossi in Cleveland. Joe Flacco 1, Kenny Pickett 2, Dylan Gabriel 3, then Shador.
Doesn't appear that...
Deshaun 5.
The Browns...
Yeah, where's Watson?
There's conflicting things on Dylan Gabriel because Albert Breer is saying there's no doubt that he is the number two. He's ahead of Shador. But then there's other people like Dale Reiter, who's up there in Cleveland, who a lot of people seem to respect. He's like, this is not even an NFL quarterback.
They're all hurt right now. All their quarterbacks are hurt. They just had to sign Tyler Huntley yesterday. So they've got a sixth quarterback there now. Former Pro Bowler, by the way, Tyler Huntley from 2022 when he threw like four passes and made the Pro Bowl.
That's still wild. That's like, was it Moreland or Palmeiro that won a gold glove here with like 16 starts?
Rafi won a gold glove at first base when he played like 30 games there.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. Your home of the Cowboys and Rangers is 105.3 The Fan. It's also the number to call when we hook you up with the Nelly ticket giveaway. That's coming up next. And the commercial-free expressway. And now, Brian Schottenheimer's visor has become a national problem. Back inside the Star, commercial free with the expressway, with a Nelly ticket giveaway and Ask Reddit after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, San Antonio Radio. That's in down. Oxnard. This is Sean and RJ with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. So is that a staple of theirs, that morning show? Do they do the ooh-wee to open up?
They do like, good morning. And whatever he does, he just goes into a higher register.
Just
and
it full sounds on like, Robin Williams.
Yes. It was loud enough that AJ in the middle of us talking with headphones on, you could hear it.
I think we did a very nice job with the volume. We
didn't hear a word.
One choppy instance, I think. That's it.
Yeah.
Not a single complaint that we heard from anybody. No, nobody communicated like, hey, could you guys be a little quieter in the morning? We were pretty good.
And thanks to all the Tolos for checking out all the station coverage. The YouTube, fan cam, Twitch numbers were through the roof. They've been fantastic this week. So let's hook you up early today.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Nelly at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas on Friday, September 5th. That's call on number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right.
Hey, must be the money.
Coach rankings are out throughout the National Football League. RJ Choppy, take us through them before you agree with the national host that Brian Schottenheimer's visor is a problem.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to agree with that, but here we go.
Thought you hated.
Where's Mike McCarthy on this list?
I do hate visors. Yes, I do hate them. Number 32. This is so embarrassing.
And this is from who?
This is from ESPN. So this was Ben Solak.
Ben's a good dude.
So this is the ranking of all the coaching staff. So head coach and both coordinators, they left out special teams. They left out positional coaches. So if you've got a crack staff of the best 10 wide receiver, linebacker, they don't count it.
Shots fired at Bones.
Right. So, ooh, number 32. It's embarrassing when you're in your fourth year as a head coach. You're behind all the rookies. But the New York Giants are the dead last worst staff in the NFL.
It is wild how quick opinions change. Daboll was right after year one was talked about as like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to be the culture saver, and look at everything he did in Buffalo. And how there was at one point, we've talked about Schottenheimer was the hot name in coaching circles, and then that kind of faded. Garrett at one point, Jason Garrett was considered one of the most advanced, aggressive offensive minds in football in 07. And it flips on you in a hurry.
What do you hear about Daboll?
He's difficult. He he's a bit of a prickly personality, and he's somebody who, which I don't know, I guess they want that in New York, maybe a little bit, like that kind of a personality, kind of mirror, like the, all right, we want the tough, blustery guy. But yeah, he's thought to be not a great communicator. And he is thought of as being a bright X's and O's guy.
I mean, look, this is what happened. I never trust somebody with no neck. I have no neck. Don't trust me. Okay, we can't be trusted. We don't have a. We'll never stick our neck out there for anybody.
And you, and you were against Daboll from the jump.
Didn't like him. Didn't like him. Can't remember why, but I didn't like him. Number 31,
Tennessee,
Jacksonville.
Okay.
And Liam Cohn. So Duval. They were 18th last year.
I mean, based on what?
That's the thing. It's
he
just
did a hell of a job with Baker Mayfield in the offense.
I mean, I could say if I don't know anything about rookie head coaches, I might be able to just say, all right, he's kind of bounced around a bunch of places. He's never had a stable job. And the fact that he kind of played his own organization in getting to Jacksonville. Oh, I'm coming back. Oh, now I'm ghosting your calls. And I would imagine a lot of the coordinator stuff that they can look at, they can assess, all right, this is what their track record is.
I got a problem with number 30. I think it's too low. It's New Orleans.
That is way too low.
Here we go.
They got Kellen at third. Kellen, but they also have Doug Nussmeier, who's been around forever. And then Brandon Staley, who was a pretty good DC before and has head coaching experience. That's not the third worst staff. I'm sorry.
I get it.
Nobody likes Staley. I understand that.
Staley had a lot of stink on him leaving the Chargers. Nussmeier has not been an offensive coordinator since 2017. I like him. I think he's a good coach. But I understand, like, there's unknown factor there. And then Kellen, he's going to be he's the offensive mind or whatever, but there's going to be questions about game management and other things relating to preparation that it's at least a question that I understand why he's 30. I don't think he'll be anywhere. I don't think that staff will be anywhere close to 30 at the end of this year, but right now it's fair. Probably
with no quarterback.
No, because I think that's the thing. I think you're going to see that ultimately they maximize guys.
Boy, early returns on Shuck are not good.
No.
Boy, he throws the ball about as deep as Brad Johnson.
No,
check down right there.
Shuck
no,
will be
he
good.
Can, but in practices, he's just been checking down left and right. Number 29,
the Detroit Lions,
the Dallas Cowboys. They were 16th last year, and I'll read up the write up here. I didn't think I would need to brush off the old Schottenheimer stats from when he was coordinating Seattle. And fans were beseeching Pete Carroll to pass the football, but here we go. He's been an offensive coordinator for 14 years in the league, 6 with the Jets, 3 with the Rams, Seahawks, 2 with the Cowboys. He called plays in 12 of those seasons, of those 14. But if you look at all 14, his success rate on offense averages 43%. The league average was 43%. So right around the league average. His offenses score an average of 1.85 points per drive. The league average is 1.91. So not terribly far off. Expected points added per play. His offenses literally average out to 0.00. So I don't know if they use 0.00 as like 100 on OPS plus, where that's like league average above or below. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
lather up, ladies.
I think it's also important to know, and we talked about this a little bit when Schottenheimer got hired, and we were trying to figure out, all right, what's the real legacy for him, or what's the real context of how good he's been as a coordinator, is that for instance, the Jets, as bad as his reputation was with the Jets, and when you look at the numbers aren't great, but when you look at it, those are some of the high marks of Jets offensive rankings over the last 20 years, 25 years. Like, I mean, he got the most out of basically any offense they've had in 25 years. And in Seattle, we've heard he was fighting Pete Carroll to do more modern stuff. Let Pete Carroll wasn't letting him.
All right, so here's more. That's not to say the Cowboys' offense will be average. The personnel matches up nicely with his preferred offense. Between the tackles running game, vertical routes of the passing game, it's just tough to argue him as an elevator of the offense when we have a large body of work to show otherwise. Has he grown from his time coordinating the Jets, first time in the lead chair? I struggle to get too excited about Eberflus as DC. Eberflus' defenses tend to look strong against bad opponents and struggle against elite quarterbacks. Simple scheme, easy to find space. Adams as OC, however, is exciting for the hipsters, the football hipsters. Previously, the Cardinals running game coordinator, he's got a deep bag of quirky running schemes. An injection of creativity on the ground could be big for the shoddy offense. I don't know how you differentiate any of the rookie head coaches. Schottenheimer, Aaron Glenn, Kellen Moore, Liam Cohen.
Well, I mean, again, if he's including coordinators, you can probably stack based on some of the stuff you know about what the coordinator staffs are.
Bobby,
it's pretty embarrassing that Dable's last, though.
Very embarrassing.
You can figure that out.
You can rehire the Cowboys coach today between Shoddy and Kellen.
Kellen, still. Okay. I think Kellen's going to be a really good coach. I like Schottenheimer. And I said at the time when they hired him, like, I wasn't freaking out about it. I like Schottenheimer's coach. I think he's going to be good. I think he's, like I've mentioned, he to me is the senator that has spent his entire career running for president, and he's going to be prepared. I know that.
The Jets at 28, Tennessee at 27, and then, man, the utter disrespect of Todd Bowles at 26.
Wow.
And I don't think Todd's like this great head coach.
That's bad.
It's disgraceful. It's a disgrace. Todd Bowles does nothing but win 10 games.
Yes, I agree.
Is he like an elevating you over the top head coach? No, Todd's got a ceiling. Todd's at the 26th best head coach in the NFL.
I will say in 8 years he's won 10 games twice. So,
Bobby, why do you bring facts? Okay, just let me assume that Todd Bowles wakes up and wins 10 games. Can I not have that assumption?
That's too low. That's too low.
I mean, it's a better staff than the Jets staff, but you put him behind Dave Canales and Raheem Morris, and you put him behind Jonathan Gannon and Ben Johnson. Like, what are we doing?
I will say, and I don't know where the Cardinals are on this. I know Gannon's staff is praised around the NFL as one of the brightest in the league.
Go 1 through 10 down.
Through 10?
Yeah.
So start at 10 or start at 1?
1.
All right. Number 1 is Minnesota.
Okay.
They got our guy Wes Phillips as the OC there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to root against my guy Kevin O'Connell to win the J.J. McCarthy argument. Oh, it's going to hurt.
The Chiefs. Boy, the Chiefs staff, Reed, Nagy, Spagnuolo. That's solid.
Put Steve Spagnuolo, coordinator Hall of Fame.
San Fran 3, Shanahan, Kubiak, and Saleh. Ravens 4. Rams 5.
My Ravens buddy, he was trying to talk me into the Micah trade yesterday. He got one of those like internet graphics that just gave out 3 trade proposals for Parsons, and it was Washington giving up McLaurin, a second and a third.
What?
No.
The Patriots, are you saying what? Like, I'll take it?
For Micah?
Yeah.
I would not take that. Okay. No.
Okay.
McLaurin at 2 ones. Yeah, sign me up.
Patriots, 2 firsts, a second, a third, and a fifth.
Sure.
Yes.
2 firsts, a second, a third, and a fifth. The Ravens, Rashad Bateman, Van Noy, and a first.
No.
And I told him, I said, this is the arguably the worst of all the offers. He's like, oh, like Kyle Van Noy, double-digit sack guy, 4.5 a year. No. The Cowboys, you already told me, like Rashad Bateman and a first. That's the best win now deal. I said, no.
No.
No. The best deal there is New England by absolutely far. If New England called and offered that deal today, I would turn that in so quickly to the league office.
The Rams 5, this is the Nepo baby coordinator, Mike LaFleur, who I think is Matt's brother, I'm assuming that is, and then Chris Shula. I mean, if you just change your name to Shula or Lombardi, change your name to Lombardi, everybody assumes that you're related to Vince.
Well, not Michael Lombardi. He sucks now after canceling Thursday.
Speaking of Lombardi, Joe Lombardi, along with Sean Payton and Vance Joseph in Denver. That's a good staff.
Mike McCarthy with better marketing.
Yep. Bills, McDermott, Brady, and Babich. Let's see. Number 8 is Philadelphia. Number 9 is the Raiders. Who's their OC?
Todd Downing.
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Chip
right.
Kelly. And the Packers at number 10. Detroit at number 11.
Feels low for the Packers.
ESPN's rankings of the best head coaching staffs in the National Football League. Maybe Schottenheimer got dinged all the way down there at number 29 because of Colin Cowherd, who used to go after Tony Romo for the backwards hat, and now he's going after our head coach for the backwards visor on FS1.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. That's a 2-win team. I'm taking away 4 wins. That's awful. That is so bad.
If you see a guy wearing a backwards visor, you think one word, it's inappropriate for TV. But, like, could you hang with, like, if I rolled up to play golf with you and I had a backward visor on, would you just pretend like you don't know me, Colin?
I would just say, and I know everybody gets mad at this, I only really care. Like, for instance, Bank of America is behind him. It's a big sponsor. Yeah. And so I do think if you're the head coach or the quarterback of an organization and you do press conferences, you're not only representing yourself, that's very selfish and narcissistic, you are representing the Dallas Cowboys and you're representing Bank of America. That's probably a huge team sponsor. They probably paid $8 million or something like that, $7 million to the Cowboys, or, you know, some, you know, big money deal. So I tend to think, here's what men do very poorly. Men often don't think of others in social situations. It's how do I look, and how I think women tend to be a little more self-aware, a little less narcissism. So when you sit in front of a podium, you're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation. I think you got to do better as a head coach than a visor backwards.
He looks
That's just
like
my
a
take.
Look, I got to just, first of all, I don't like the visor. I think the visor's a terrible look, okay? But this is, first of all, this is not going to impact a single play, let alone docking them 4 wins. Not a single play is going to be impacted. Plenty of coaches. Sean Payton wears a visor. He wins. Dennis Allen wears a visor. He stinks. Nick Sirianni wears a visor. He wins. I will argue, the backwards visor is literally the only way to wear a visor. A backwards visor looks far better than the forwards visor.
And he's not going to wear it like that during the game. It'll be forwards visor.
Yeah, but even Dan Quinn wears his hat backwards during the game.
Yeah.
This is,
and he wears a snapback, which, I mean, that's a whole other party foul.
This is the Cowherd bit and has been for 15 years, 20 years.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whatever it has been, like, he knows what reaction this gets. The guy that is most, like, irritating to me in that clip is McIntyre.
Oh, yeah,
McIntyre, like, I
hey, talk about a weasel.
If this dude, a total weasel,
a kiss ass weasel.
Cowherd years ago accidentally crashed the Big Lead, crashed that website by telling people to go check it out. And McIntyre was over at the Big Lead at the time. And McIntyre was just this, screw Colin Cowherd. He took down our service. And now he just sits there like a little lapdog. And it's pathetic.
And it felt like Colin got him over there to stop like Big Lead criticism.
Yeah.
So it's like, let me go get the guy from the website, kill him. Mm. That's what it feels like. I'm trying to think who in sports media I've changed my mind about the most in my 40 years more than Cowherd. I still think he's intelligent. I think he's different. I think he's unique. I'm assuming that. I haven't watched him for years and years and years and years. But it just felt like he sold out to me for the whole, low-hanging fruit stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else I've changed my mind about the most when it comes to play-by-play or sports talk people. Where I'm like, I used to really like him, or I used to dislike him or her, and now I like him or her.
Well, listen, if you pay me the way they're paying him, I'll pick the fruit off the ground.
Yeah.
I don't care how low it is.
The negative to positive flip for me, Cam Newton. I could not stand Cam when he first started talking. Now I will stop and listen to anything he has to say.
Cam's great.
So there it is. Colin Cowherd and his little lap dog talking about Brian Schottenheimer and the backward visor. It is time for many people's favorite segment of the week.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
It is time for Ask Greta, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. You can answer these questions on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys Fan Text. You can also kick them around on the Twitch and on the YouTube. We'll get your answers there, and we'll answer them here in the studio ourselves, where we go to Ask Reddit, the now almost 60 million member forum, where they ask all sorts of salacious, controversial questions every week. And we take the most viral ones, and then we answer them here on the show. Let's start off with an easy one that I know everybody has an answer for, because I already looked at the cut sheet. RJ Choppy. What is the band/artist you regret never seeing live before they broke up or passed away?
Obviously, there's two that came to mind immediately. Like, these are the two. And this is easy because, like, I can't do bands like The Doors. That didn't count. I wasn't alive. I never had a chance to see The Doors. Jim Morrison died in, like, 1971 or something. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I left Pink Floyd out of there because, like, they had kind of broken up before I was even, like, 10. So I have two. That I will play you. And the first one is, like, this is an amazing band. I could have seen them. Didn't. Very much regret not seeing Rush. And I figured Bobby would appreciate this one. This is, like, one of those, like, where if somebody does sound really well, he likes it.
Yeah.
Rush does music really well.
I like Rush. Rush is good. They're absolutely one of the better bands that's been out there. Like, I'm a big fan. That's the only thing is they were killed a little bit by the movie I Love You, Man. Have you ever seen that?
No.
They've got a little... Paul Rudd's got a Rush obsession in the movie, which is kind of irritating. But other than that, no, they're good. I like them.
And then the other one, and this is the easy one, because it was right in my wheelhouse. I was a teenager, and they just basically stopped touring because the lead singer just couldn't stay off speedballs. That's what eventually killed him. But it's Alice in Chains. Without question, the best grunge band of all time. They started the genre. Everybody gives Nirvana credit. Now, Man of Box came out first. They were the GOATs. Best 90s lead, lead voice. End of story.
DMavs 4131 on the YouTube says Nirvana is his answer. Sean, do you have a band for this one?
No one I regret missing. I don't think about this question whatsoever. I use this as my opportunity just to tell you randomly that I finally was able to pick out a movie, a free movie on a flight.
Okay. I looked over. I said, where the hell is that movie? I couldn't find it.
You know what movie it was?
Complete Unknown.
Yeah. I loved it.
I watched Gladiator. I was like, this is awful.
What
Gladiator
is Complete 2. Unknown?
What?
I don't know Complete Unknown.
The
what
Bob
is that?
Dylan movie.
Oh, that one.
With Chalamet. It was, although I have not seen the last 10 minutes because why do they make you put away your computer, but I can keep my iPad out?
You can hold the iPad on that thing, I think. It's not big enough. If you had an iPad, you'd be okay.
Yeah, but the iPad people hold in their lap.
No, he's saying, why do they make you put up the laptop and not the iPad?
Yes.
Because I just think the computer's bulkier. It's easier in an emergency.
Ridiculous. So I had to put it away. I tried to let the stewardesses go back to their seats while landing and bring it back out. And then I was thankful that we had the delay while taxiing, but I've still got about 10 or 15 minutes left. It was fantastic. I don't know what I'm more bothered by. I'm more bothered by that Bobby has not seen the Pony Express that was just running on ESPN, or the Bob Dylan movie. Bob Dylan movie has been out a lot less longer, but it was excellent. Maybe go down a Bob Dylan rabbit hole. That's my music
answer. If you like it, if you like that movie, you should check out I'm Not There. I'm Not There is a little weird, though. It's a little Lynchian the way it's...
I don't know what that means.
It's basically David Lynch. It's a David Lynch-style storytelling. But basically, it's 8 different people play Bob Dylan, including Kate Blanchett and Heath Ledger. It's kind of weird flick. All right, 940...
Sounds awesome. Really weird.
940... No, it is good. I'm just saying. It might be a little too outside the box. 940 is giving the same answer as Peyton.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not a big concert guy. I've been to 4, maybe 5 in my whole life. So I did some thinking, but I mean, this is someone that I listened to early on in life. Had a bunch of their songs, and they're still somewhat together, but it's before Chester died. I've heard great things in concert that they're really good, you know. So I mean, it's someone that I thought of that I would hope to see.
Linkin Park's good. That's a good answer right there. And Chester was always really energetic and stuff. My answer is going to be very hipster in nature, but it's going to have local meaning. And I promise there are going to be people on the fan text who agree with me on this one. My band is a local band named Waking Norman. Little girl, I'll
raise her, I smile on this little girl. I don't know this band at all. It's a molded
shape. I love these guys. Troy Mayfield's the lead singer there. I had, near the end, Kristen and I, when Addison was really young, we're going to go see them. They were playing at Love and War, which is what, that's the restaurant now that Red owns. Red, our buddy from Cowboys Training Camp, he owns Love and War in Plano. We had gone there. We were going to go there to watch him. We couldn't find a babysitter. I was like, she's like, let's just take her. I was like, no, I don't want to take her. We'll stay home. And I don't know that they've played another show together since. And so I was very upset by that. But I absolutely loved Waking Norman, and that was one of the first bands that Kristen and I really kind of coalesced around.
Franklin, injury attorney's fan text real quick, 877-811-1053, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, D12, Michael Jackson, Bowling for Soup, Selena, Prince, Bob Dylan. The people saying you can't have a laptop because of the keyboard.
What about it?
That's how they terrorists communicate on a plane, apparently. But that's makes no sense because you can have the laptop out during flight and you'd still be able to communicate. So yeah. I don't know.
And you can put the little keyboard under the iPad. They've got those attachments. Yeah. So I was trying to pull one off of Addison's school iPad last night. All right. It is Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. Peyton Russell, what is the worst way you've been rejected by a woman?
Well, I don't get rejected often, you know. Well. No, this one, it wasn't more like an embarrassment for me. It was just such a stupid reason, and it ruined our relationship at that point. You know, I was on the dating apps, you know, and I think this was a couple years ago, and I had been talking to this girl. We were texting back and forth all week, you know, just keep going the whole week, and the conversations were really good. And so I finally asked, because when you're on the dating apps, you only see the first name. They don't give you the last name. And so you have to ask that awkward question, well, what is your last name? And I kind of just threw that in there one day, and she was like, why? So you can stalk me on social media? Ha ha. She put 8 ha ha ha's over there, and I was like, no, I'm too grown for that S. I'm not going to do that. And she just replied back, ha ha ha. And that was it. Never gave me her last name. And I was like, that is such a stupid reasoning. And I still think about it to this day.
Yeah, getting stalked, that's dumb.
that was pretty bad. 940, I was mid-love shut down, is their answer to this
really?
One.
What?
In the middle of it.
Told, why?
Not pretend. They didn't say. They just said that was the most brutal way they were rejected. Sean, when you think back through all the different rejections over the years, what's been the most intense?
I don't know if this is technically a rejection, but this girl was like asking for like proof of who I was, and I was trying not to be like RJ in a traffic stop and bring up the radio or the fan or the Cowboys, and I'm like, I'm on this radio station, like I'm not trying to trick you, and she's like, well, send me an audio, like send me audio proof, or send me like your bio and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is getting like way, 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 way too weird. So in a way, it was a rejection, but I'm having to put together a resume tape for this Tinder girl.
Yeah.
I'm putting together a reel like I'm sitting here auditioning because she didn't believe who I was or needed to see more proof.
I asked a girl out and she goes, no. And I said, are you with someone? She goes, no. Like, oh, so it's me.
Damn, okay. Joy Taylor just shooting right, it down like that.
Getting rejected by Joy Taylor has like whole new meaning
now.
Oh,
yeah. That's
bad.
That would be.
Feel better after those.
Well, no, you would feel better. But I would imagine that you'd be like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, why was I not one of the options? So I guess you could take this one of two ways, whether it's the rejected over like a course of time, like something didn't work out, they chose someone else, or you could go with just the flat rejection in a moment. And I guess the one that's more embarrassing is the flat rejection in a moment that I had, which was when I don't even know if I was like, it was more I was just going to just kind of like talk in a bar one time, and I walked up, and as I walk up I get like the first word out and she goes, no. And I was like, no what? And she goes, just no.
Dang.
Okay, cool. See ya.
Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah, that was cold. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean Sharif, what's the pettiest reason you wouldn't be with someone?
Like date?
Yeah, like a reason that you would just be like, yeah, this is not going to work out. That would cause someone when they walk up to you, you go, no.
Maybe if they were like dipping.
I don't know that that's petty.
It's not petty.
That's, I mean, you got to taste that.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Easy. If they were funnier than me. Could not handle that. I could date a girl taller than me. If she's stronger than me, I wouldn't care. Help me move couches left and right. Better looking? Nah. Not a problem. But funnier? I'd rather date a girl with the same hairline as Ron Washington than her be funnier than me. I could not handle
that. Is her being taller petty?
Yes.
I wouldn't date someone that's taller than me.
I think the big one for me, because like, I mean, they're...
I'm talking like 2-inch difference. Maybe even inch and a half.
If she's like 6'5", if she's like a 6-inch difference.
Well, I'm not 6'4".
No, I'm saying.
Oh, she's 6'5"? No way.
So like,
no way.
Unless she's enough of like a supermodel to where... People, I don't know. No, I still couldn't do it. Like, if she's famous enough or enough of a supermodel to where people think I'm a badass.
That's all Sophie Cunningham.
I'm still going to get made fun of.
So the fact that Peyton's shorter than McKenzie, if you were Peyton.
That's
then,
not true.
Then that would, it's kind of true.
True enough.
Yeah. I feel like it is true.
It would make me think. I would be contemplating a lot.
The answer for me on this one is, and there's a couple different ways to go, but I've said this before and I've gotten killed on the fan text for it, but if she likes sports.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to introduce that extra added... I don't need to fight with you about the Schottenheimer hire. Like, in addition to whatever other stuff. So when I find out they like they're really intense about sports, it's like, that's great.
Yeah.
We can be friends. I would never date you.
Oh, I probably got the most insensitive one that just popped into my mind.
Yeah, you're not going to say it?
I'll say it.
Oh, okay.
Arm hair.
Oh!
Dark arm hair.
Dark arm hair?
Light arm hair is fine. I'm talking like dark... My people type arm hair where it's just you could not braid it, but think about, you know, maybe coming close.
Like Bigfoot.
Not that extreme, but dark arm hair. I'm praying my daughter does not have arm hair.
There was a girl in our neighborhood growing up. Her name was Kelsey Wilf.
Don't think you need
sorry. Wow. Too bad. Too bad. It's done.
Change the I to O.
It's done. She would have. I'm certain she changed her name. And she had like hairy arms, and the kids in the neighborhood called her werewolf.
Bullying.
Wow.
Kids are mean.
Bullying. Oh yeah, arm hair. Dark arm hair.
So mine,
how many ladies right now are checking themselves out right now? Checking out the forearm.
So mine would be if they only ever wanted cats as pets and no dogs. I can do the one in one. If Mackenzie wanted one dog, one cat, that's fine. But they were like all cats, zero dogs. Couldn't do it. I'd walk away.
Let's see from the fan text here. Too woke. If they're a Commanders fan, if they have bigger hands, Eagles fan, ugly feet, Midwestern accent.
Yeah, those are all. Look, I can understand some of those. Let's see. What else do we have? Adam's apple. Too woke. We got lots of facial tattoos. That's another one that's on.
That's not petty. I don't think. That's pretty, like, I mean, that's pretty loud.
If you won't get to know the person behind the facial tattoos, yeah, that's maybe one thing. All right. Since I just mentioned, I threw basically a 10-year-old under the bus. RJ Choppy, just got insulted by a 10-year-old. What's your nonviolent, 100% savage comeback?
Whisper that your daddy has a girlfriend.
If you've ever seen the old, and I know he's canceled now, we can't bring him back, but if you've ever heard the old Louis C.K. bit talking about watching your kids on a playground and just the aggressive thoughts that go through your head when you see a kid bullying your kid, you're like, the things you want to say
like
to this child.
Like how I was at Toppers looking at the kids outside.
Yes. Oh, Sean was ready to like get up and go outside and just fight some random like 12-year-old who was picking on, I don't know, he's 8 or something.
He was beating
8 or 9.
The hell out of his little brother and just bullying him and noogies nonstop and just putting him like in a headlock for like 10 minutes.
Sean was about to go out there and put him in it. How do you like it?
I'm like, where are the parents? where are the parents here?
I think he was right across with like headphones and not even paying attention.
Yeah, not paying attention.
The answer to this, like if you because you can't get too aggressive. What it is you just like lean in and very intensely and very seriously just go, no one likes you.
Yeah.
They all pretend to be your friend. Nobody really loves you. They say a lot of really nasty things about you.
I'm worried about this, like with the first bully or enemy that my kids deal with, of like drawing the line. I'm worried about my own self-control when it comes to this. Peyton?
So, I'd get dark with this thing and I'd call him a virgin. And then I would explain what a virgin is to him.
Oh, my God.
And then and I would say, this is why his mom isn't a virgin anymore, because of what I did. Oh, and that's what I would tell him.
All right, very nice.
I'm not going to follow that.
Let's hear some of the...
You're a virgin.
Some of the,
and he's like, explain to me what a virgin is.
And then I tell him what I did with his mom, and that's why.
Does she have a cat?
972, Sean went full Billy Madison. Let's hear. If you 940, if you tell a kid they're a weak little bully, they almost always tear up. 214, how about, you know, I'm your real dad, right? And I put you up for adoption.
Oh,
there's some good answers there. You want to wrap, or we got time for one more? Same for Cross.
Do one more quick.
Okay, all right. One more here. Peyton Russell, what 90s 2000s trend would baffle kids today?
Going to an actual store to like rent movies. I think the idea of like having to go to Blockbuster or something, you know, would just baffle them, because now they can do everything online.
Right.
There's my answer.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's trend or not, but this wild thing we did back then, you would go outside your house without telling your parents where you were going, and then you would just show up randomly later that night, unannounced, wondering what's for dinner.
Collect calls as a means of contacting people.
Oh, yeah.
They would like, I mean, I think that would blow people's mind. You called like... People had to accept your payment like you were getting a prison phone call.
I forgot collect calls.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. Ask Reddit. Blowing up. The Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. RJ Choppy explains why paying Micah is not going to bring you your Super Bowl. Next on the home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.